grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God, our Father, and the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The greatest moments in life involve food. Waking, we break the fast. Or as Folger says, the best part of waking up, except in my house, it's pour over coffee in your cup. Weddings, dress rehearsal dinner, reception dinner, wedding cake. Funerals, when someone dies or passes, other people start passing out the biscuits. It's comfort food, Southern style. Every holiday celebration has its signature dish. Thanksgiving turkey, Christmas cookies, Easter egg dish, Valentine's Day chocolate, St. Patty's Day corned beef and cabbage. And let's not forget everyone's favorite question, what do you want to eat on your birthday? Perhaps it's no surprise that when Moses and the elders, Aaron and Nadab and Abihu, the 70 elders of Israel, went up the mountain and they saw God, what did they do? They ate and drank. The greatest moments in life involve food. And what can be greater in life than seeing God? But why did they go up the mountain in the first place? Were they just out hiking and they happened upon God? No. Were they up there making a sacrifice to God? No. God told Moses, come up to the Lord, you and Aaron and Nadab and Abihu and the 70 elders of Israel, and worship from afar. Moses alone shall come near, but the others shall not come near. Moses was the set-apart servant to serve them. He alone was the one among many to stand in the very presence of God. God had just, in the previous three chapters, given Moses and Israel the law, the Ten Commandments, plus the ceremonial laws, plus the civil laws. Then chapter 24, God called them up the mountain to make a covenant, an agreement with Israel concerning those laws. The people said, all the words that the Lord has spoken we will do and we will be obedient. Moses made sure everyone understood the gravity of that vow, what this covenant meant, the gravitas, if you will. This was important. Moses took the blood of sacrifices offered by the people as instructed by the Lord, and he took half the blood, and he onto the altar, and half the blood, he onto the people. As if to say, if you break the covenant that the Lord is making with you, blood will be shed. Either yours or a substitute. And such came the whole substitutionary system of animals being sacrificed on the altar again and again and again, because certainly we didn't want to die. So animals had to be blood shed at the altar over and over and over and over, even though God was not satisfied with all the blood of animals. Then Moses and Aaron and Nadab and Abihu and the 70 elders of Israel went up and they saw the God of Israel. They saw him. There was under his feet like sapphire stone, like the very heaven for clearness. They beheld God, and they ate and drank. The meal was tied to a covenant. The meal was in the very real presence of God. What's one of the biggest agreements that we make today that we might make a comparison? I don't know, maybe we buy houses, we have to get a loan. That might be a really big decision that we have to make, almost like a covenant. Imagine sitting down with the loan officer and hammering out all the details of the loan, agreeing to a payment schedule, etc., etc. Then, and this part usually doesn't happen, but bear with me, then the head of the bank invites you over to his house, and he sits down with you so you can look at each other eye to eye and break bread together and look at each other, because you just signed over your life and all your possessions to the bank. And he just promised to pay for a house that you couldn't pay for with interest. Now, this meal is more than symbolic. It seals the deal. It adds gravitas. It heightens the importance of what just took place, an agreement, a covenant. But with God's covenant and agreement and God's meal, the stakes were even higher. In America today, they won't put you to death if you default on your loan. They won't shed your blood or accept a substitute either. We the people restricted banks to cash only and foreclosure and maybe tarnishing your credit reputation. But God and his old covenant under the law accepted only blood, yours or a substitute. That was God's arrangement. Fast forward to the birth of Mary, Mary's little lamb, born in Bethlehem, the house of bread, after years and years of sin and disobedience and countless animal sacrifices in which God was not pleased, was not satisfied. Fast forward to Jesus near John the Baptist at the Jordan, by which we hear John confess, "Behold, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world." Fast forward to the night Jesus tells his disciples, on the night when he was betrayed, Maundy Thursday, the Passover meal with Jesus and his disciples in the upper room, and Jesus says, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood." In Jesus' blood. And the disciples ate and drank. And now the best part of life is the fruits of Jesus' sacrifice in his cup. Because the old covenant is fulfilled. Blood was shed. A substitute that was satisfactory to God, the Passover Lamb, Jesus Christ, God's Son. Can we now see why that this meal is really the most important meal in life? The greatest moments in life involve food. But the greatest food for every moment is Jesus' life. Jesus was truly with his disciples when he gave them that bread to eat and wine to drink. He was not up in heaven. Heaven was on earth. Because Jesus is the very God of the Old Testament who made the covenant and invited the disciples, Moses, and the elders up the mountain in the first place. Under Jesus' feet is the sapphire stone, like the very heaven for clearness. Whenever we come to his table, we behold God, heaven on earth, and we eat and drink forgiveness for our sins. And here we have real fellowship with our God, like the disciples had with God the night Jesus was betrayed. And now there are no more agreements, no more covenants, no new covenants to make or to break. God has put away our sin under the law and put everything under grace. Grace is what we perceive when we come now to eat and to drink here. Grace, holiness, all the things that Jesus is, under the bread and in the cup, shed for you, the Passover Lamb, the resurrected Lord. Take and eat. Take and drink. The greatest moments in life involve food. The greatest food for every moment is Jesus. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in faith in Christ Jesus and his food. Amen.